Next. I said you were going to see some of those trees again, and here they are. But the thing that interests me about this fireboard is not the house with its little crunched up architecture, nor the bear or the deer or the beaver down here, but these. What are they, one asks? What do you think they are? Pears? Gourds? No. No, they're hams. A little research called to our attention the fact that in the summertime in our part of the world, they hung hams and beeves in trees where it was cool, where the wind got at them and where they were completely protected. And here the library research and the visual research meet and support each other. Next. This is a very famous painting at Colonial Williamsburg. It's called The Old Plantation. It's important, I think, largely for a variety of reasons, but one because it has in it many of the origins of jazz. These jugs are musical instruments. Notice the banjo. This may well be of a wedding dance, like the Yoruba tribes. The wedding in the Yoruba tribe, the bride and groom both step over a cane, and there is a dance with scarves. And my anthropologist friends think that this is unquestionably a wedding scene. But it's the jazz people that find this the most important, one of the earliest and most important documents they have. It's probably last quarter of the 18th century. It's a South Carolina painting. And it's at Colonial Williamsburg, right, the Rockefeller collection at Williamsburg. Next. This is the jailer in Albany, New York, in 1805 with his family. I love the way the children, they're not children at all, they're just little tiny people, you know? They're tiny people. One of the number of things about this that interest me. One is the grain table, one of those tables painted to look as though it were a different wood than it is. Notice this, again, a painted canvas floor covering. Notice the blue on the walls, the very large windows. But most interesting of all is that there are in this house 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 paintings, and 3 of them are landscapes, leading us to think that there were, this and a lot of other evidence, that there were a great many more landscapes about in houses than we have any idea at this period. Now, this is not a well-to-do family. This is a man who is the jailer in the county jail. We're always lucky when we get one of these dated, because it gives us a kind of clue to costume in other paintings. Next. Those of you who have been reading James Fenimore Cooper, if you have read The Pioneers, you will remember that there is a description of Judge Templeton's house and the great front hall. Well, Judge Templeton was undoubtedly, to a large extent, William Cooper, James Fenimore Cooper's father. This is a painting of that same room, the front hall of the Cooper mansion, with old Mrs. Cooper, the novelist's mother, painted in 1815. Again, there's some very interesting social details. This 20-foot long sofa with a slip cover. And the people in decorative art, History of Decorative Arts, say that this is the earliest painting they have of a slip cover. This is unquestionably a stenciled floor. These are locally made chairs, we know. An imported barometer. This is a servant who was in the family for many years, known as Governor. But I'm particularly interested in these plants, which Mrs. Cooper was raising in her south window. and a very interesting device, which you may not be able to see, for holding the windows up before there were weights on them. Next. And this is going to be the, I'm going to stop with this picture because your time is up. This is a painting called Flax Scutching. It's in the garbage collection in Washington. It's southern Pennsylvania. But I call to your attention that it has the same kind of architecture that you're familiar with in this part of the country, with the dog walk between the two halves. You remember I said yesterday that we find architectural patterns that run down through the Appalachian chain, from Pennsylvania to Georgia, and that's one of them. This is a kind of American Bruegel with the marvelous vitality and excitement of that's going on, the variety of emotion. The chap who's drunk and whose wife is beating him, the couple who are still having an awfully good time, the old couple who's, I notice she's smoking a pipe, who he's breaking flax, breaking the outer fibers. What this fire that's starting over here is all about, nobody knows. But notice this eminent gentleman who's a little too good to, you notice the tall hat, who's a little too good to participate, but here's the village lawyer or schoolmaster who's taking his part in a very dignified way. But it's one of those wonderful paintings that you can get in and walk around and come back to day after day and see more and more about the everyday life of the countryside in this period. And this is about probably 1835 or 40. I think the garbages have misdated it. But it is, again, a great document, a great source of information. And this is one of the major reasons why I think it's worth our watching for these, for saving them. I also think that they can give us a great deal of pleasure. What I want you to do, the thing that I hope for out of this hour and a quarter, is that you will go back into your own communities with a little sharper eye and a little more appreciation and see what you can find as part of your heritage and part of the heritage of the whole country and the South. Thank you very much.